There's a video on Facebook. I know, something rare and strange, right? But this video is rather amusing because it's two guys fishing on a boat. Now, they catch a fish, and about 5 feet from the boat after reeling in, this bigger fish comes along and steals the fish off their hook. Now, they get quite upset and mad with this big fish because to them it was a whale of a fish, right? It was probably more like this. But anyway, the bigger fish came along and swallowed up the little fish. So they decide, well, that can't happen again. Let's keep on fishing. So they throw their bait out into the ocean again, and lo and behold, 10 minutes later, they get another bite, another whale of a fish. That's probably more like this. But they reel it in, and about 3 feet from the boat, this bigger fish comes along and swallows up this little fish. Now, by this time, they are cussing and ranting and raving because they've paid all this money to go fishing on this charter boat, and they've caught their whale of a fish. That was probably only like this. But here comes this bigger fish and takes away and swallows up the little fish. So they finally get the bright idea, let's try to catch the bigger fish. They don't. But with this in mind, the little fish being swallowed up by the bigger fish, perhaps then we can understand our text from Isaiah, what it reminds us that God will swallow up death. The bigger fish comes along and swallows up the little fish. And that's exactly what's going on in our text when we are reminded that God comes along and God's life, God's creative power swallows up the power of death. We are told that on God's mountain, he will remove the shroud that covers all people. He will remove the covering of death that has everybody in its power. And yet, what do we celebrate most importantly on this morning is that as the man Jesus of Nazareth, God has swallowed up death. The greatest power in this world is powerless before the bigger fish, the power of God Almighty. The forces of destruction cannot stand before the forces and power of God's creation, who can take corpses and bring them back to life. We are reminded on this morning that the gates of hell were powerless to stop the one who was crucified and risen by the hand of God Almighty. Our text reminds us that there is always a bigger fish to swallow up a lesser fish. And in our case and in our story, God is the biggest fish who swallows up sin and swallows up death. Perhaps that is why Jesus is comforting Mary. We are told she's weeping at the tomb, bawling as we all know what it's like to bawl at funerals. But our text also reminds us that when God swallows up death, God is going to wipe away every single tear. And what is Jesus doing to Mary but exactly that, wiping away her tears? We are also told that God will remove the disgrace of his people. I can think of no more disgraced people than the 12 frightened disciples running like children into the night. Is there any greater disgrace than Peter's denial not once but three times? Is there no greater disgrace than having Judas be the one who betrayed him? And yet God has swallowed up their disgrace so much so that Peter becomes the first in the church. The little fish swallowed up by the bigger fish. Sin and death swallowed up by God in Jesus Christ. Well, surely somebody is going to ask me, whoop-de-doo, Mark, what's that got to do with me, if anything, in the here and in the now? Well, it means, my friends, most importantly, is that we have a second chance at life. A second chance, a new beginning, a fresh start. If God has removed the disgrace of his people, then our sins of the past are exactly that, in the past. It means there's a new day, a new opportunity, a new possibility that God could crack open the grave and begin anew and afresh, creating a world where life swallows up death, where righteousness swallows up wickedness. It means that you and I have got a new chance at a new life. But it's a second chance at life. It's a certain kind of life. It isn't just new, it is right life. It is no longer sinning, but being right with the world and with God. At long last, through Christ, there is virtue instead of vice. There is union instead of division. There is peace instead of war. There is life instead of death. And that means there's a new opportunity for life for you, for me. But in our text, it says it will happen on that day. On that day and on that mountain, all of these things will happen. And that's all well and good for them, but what about us? Well, my friends, it means that day. That day is now this day. That day when God said, I will do all of those things, that day is this day. And God is still at work amongst us, taking away disgrace, taking away shame, take away sins, no matter how big or small, how massive, how tiny. In the cross of Jesus Christ, they're all washed away. And that means this day is your day, a day of second chance for you, of new life and new possibilities, new opportunities, new potentials for all of you. Such is the love and grace of God. But my friends, if this is the day, then it matters what we do with this second chance, with this new life, with this new opportunity, with this fresh start, with this resurrection day. It means if we have a second chance, it means we shouldn't waste it. We shouldn't make God's grace cheap, as if it's got nothing to do with us. It means that if we have a new day on this day, then it matters what we do with this day. It matters what we use it for. It matters what we do with it, with every moment of this new day. It means that we start living for God instead of for ourselves. We start being right instead of wrong. We start worshiping God instead of worshiping the gods of this world. It means we give forgiveness that we've been withholding. It means we shed compassion on those who need it, grace and generosity, because we have been shown grace and generosity. It means that if we have been raised with Jesus on that first Easter Sunday, it means at long last we start being Jesus's. Or he died for nothing, so that we could be safe. We could have full bank accounts, never once being put in harm's way, never once fighting for what is right, struggling against this world for virtue. No, we would rather be safe in our living rooms watching the Indians lose again. But my friends, if Jesus has been raised from the dead, we all have got a fresh start. a new opportunity for a new life, without disgrace, without shame, without end, without reserve. That is the immeasurable gift given to God. But my friends, it means that it matters what we do with this new life, this fresh start, this new opportunity. It matters if we take what God has given us and we run with it. And we use it for God and for each other. But it means it's a new life, no longer the old life. And our text says at the very end that the people will remember that because we waited on God, God never disappoints. We are told, this is our God, and we waited for him, and we waited upon him, and he has saved us. We are told that this is our God. Let us be joyful and glad. Let us rejoice in our salvation, because we waited on God, and God delivered in spades with a new life and a new opportunity. So we are told to rejoice, not to weep. We are told to act in love because love has acted upon us. If we have truly been raised, my friends, in Jesus Christ, we have a new life, a new opportunity, but also a new joy that never ends, a new hope that never disappoints, and love that is never going to let us go. You see, that's what we're singing about. That's what took down the Roman Empire. That's what took 11 scared men and made them the rocks of this crazy thing called church. That's what the ancestors of Trinity believed. And that's the legacy that now falls to you, to us. That if we are truly resurrection people, it's time to be resurrected. It's time to act like it. It's time to become the people God has made us to be. Or else God's grace has been made cheap so that you and I might be safe. So, my friends, this is that day, the day of resurrection, when the shroud and the covering of God's people has been swallowed up by the hand of God Almighty. So let there be alleluias, let there be praises, but most importantly, let us take this new opportunity, this second chance, this potential for good, and let us begin to live for God instead of for ourselves. May God be given the glory and the honor and the praises of his people, because you know what? He rightly deserves it. And all of God's people say,